This is Robert Hawkins. I'm 17 years old. I am a student at Perry High School. You are listening to Youth Express live from Perry Community Day here at Perry High School.
I'm Sharena Jones. I'm 15 years old. I'm a sophomore at Perry High. We're at the Perry Community Day with Youth Express. And here with us, we're interviewing Miss Pamela Nike. How are you doing today, Miss?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
What do you think of Perry Community Day so far, as you see it?
So far, I think it's pretty good.
Can you tell us about the things that we have here in front of us?
Well, I just got here, so I don't know everything yet. But I am going to go investigate as soon as I'm done getting interviewed.
I can go with you. Let's go see what we have here. We're walking through a library, and right in front of us, we have what appears to be board games.
With us today, we have Kara Anderson.
Hi, everybody. Sorry I was not here earlier. I was with my dad, and we were playing with bubbles.
Kara is a part of our crew.
So at the moment right now, what we're seeing is a whole bunch of laminated pictures. In front of these laminated pictures, there are little buttons that say, press me. And when you press them, they start telling you a poem. So far, we have one that has Mulan on it, a pair of broken down shoes. We have a candle and a lighter that's on. And most of these poems were done by my friends.
Today is full of memories of my brother laid to rest. And every single one of them is filled with happiness. For you are someone special, always such a joy to know. And there was so much pain when it was time to let you go. That's why this special message is sent to you in heavens above, for the angels to take care of you and give you all my love.
Memories of this young woman's brother.
That really pulled a heartstring with me. I feel for that girl.
There's some paintings over here. I'm walking across the library to go look at the paintings closer. I see other things, an array of pillows, photographs, a drum, an embroidery circle, and some pins and plastic discs.
This seems to be MCG Youth and Arts, and I actually went there for a semester. Well, I do know at MCG that you can do a multitude of things, such as sewing and photography and ceramics. I did the ceramics and the sewing classes. They were always really fun. This is Justin, and Justin is a very creative man that I've grown to love at MCG.
We love you.
So Justin, what can you tell me about like all this array of things that you have? I see you have some pillows, you have a very nice, you have some very nice tapestry right here. I see embroidery, I see a drum. The drum was
Would you like to hit the drum?
That's a beautiful sound.
Somebody with a little more rhythm could probably make that better. But what this is, Kara, this is a little bit of examples of a lot of the processes that youth in our region can come down and participate and some outcomes that they can have through our different, our four different world-class art studios, Kara.
Oh, and what would those classes be?
Let me give you a little foundation. But a young man, Bill Strickland, who grew up here on the north side, was going to Oliver High School, and his life was transformed one day when he's walking through the halls. He smelled coffee, and I imagine this is like a cartoon character, right? When they smell something, you know, you see it. So he smelled coffee, he heard jazz music, and he floated to the room that it was coming from. And inside that room, this gentleman, Frank Ross, his ceramics high school teacher, shaping pottery on a potter's wheel, right? And so he never saw that before, and it was like, it really attracted him. And he walked into that room, and he said, what are you doing? I want to learn how to do that. Now, here's what's important, Kara. Frank Ross, his ceramics teacher, he looked at him as an asset, right? And he treated him with dignity and respect. And he said, come in. Instead of saying, go where you need to go, he said, come on in. I'll show you what I'm doing. I sign you up for a class. And Bill's like, who you listen to on the radio? And he started having, you know, a positive relationship with Bill through the arts, teaching him about jazz, teaching him about ceramics, taking him to a lot of different places around the community. It really transformed the way Bill Strickland saw the world and the way he saw himself in the world. And so from that experience, right, eventually Bill wanted to create a center that the youth could have the same experiences. So he wanted to build a center that everyone could come down and, you know, really participate in the arts and have that transformative experience. So he built the Manchester Craftsman's Guild. Right now we operate in four different, like I said, Kara, what kind of studios?
Four different world studios. I imagine it was like world-class studios.
World-class studios. And what that means is basically we give you all the best materials, the equipment, the tools, and the passionate teaching artists where you can be successful. And the outcomes can mirror what happens in industry in higher education. So we really hopefully give you the tools and skills you need to be successful in whatever path you want to be. Through the arts, we educate and inspire. So we do that in the ceramics. We still have the ceramic studio, the digital art studio, the design art studio, and the photography studio.
So Sharina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. What are you working on exactly? I see The Weeknd, and I'm very intrigued by The Weeknd because I really, really like The Weeknd.
Okay, awesome. Well, what we're doing here is we have created a Photoshop file for people that are interested in getting their hands a little bit dirty on the computer by creating their own kind of poster. So you can implement your own image. So what I'm doing now is I'm making it really, really simple by turning one of the layers into a smart object. So then all you have to do is double click on that smart object, enter the image that you want, and automatically it'll replace. So you don't have to really change much. You just add your text to the title, and then you'll be able to hopefully maybe make a print out of this today.
Wow, that's really cool. I could never do something like that. I can only work with my phone. If it has to deal with the computer, I get really confused by all the buttons and all the commands and the shifts, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on? This is way too much for my big fingers. It was great seeing you again. I hope to see you again soon.
Well, thank you so much. And people know me as Miss Ricky as well as Rashina down at Manchester CrossFit Guild.
I'll see you soon, Miss Ricky.
And if you're just tuning in to us, you're listening to Youth Express Live at Perry High School with Sharina,
Kara,
and Robert.
And here with us, we have Mr. Bowl, teacher at Perry High School. He teaches English.
Hey, listeners, how's it going?
Welcome to Perry High School's Remake Learning Evening. I'm totally bringing down the cool of this podcast because you had Sharina and Kara and Robert. Sorry about that.
So, Mr. Bull, what brought you here?
Well, first off, you missed this. I have a little note right in front of me that says I'm grateful for Kara. So partly Kara brought me here, but I hadn't met you at that point. One sec, I live down the street, and so this is like the dream job. I can walk to work. I work at my neighborhood high school. It doesn't get any better than that. Seriously, I think everybody should walk to work.
I want to talk about the theme of our prom this year. As you know, it's one of the books we read together, The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, did you read The Great Gatsby? I'm just kidding. I'm messing with you, Robert. I know you read The Great Gatsby. I mean, I don't think there's anything better than wearing really nice suits and dressing up like you're in 1920. Do you agree with that, Rob?
I kind of agree with you, Paul.
Yes, I do like 20s fashion, though. Flapper dresses are, like, so on point. Like, they're just so beautiful. Especially sequins on everything.
Last year, me and my classmates was in Bowles' class, and we read about The Great Gatsby. I do have to admit, it was crazy, but also funny at the same time. One day, he even brought in the movie and made us watch it.
There's nothing wrong with watching Leonardo DiCaprio in any movie. When he played The Great Gatsby, he was beautiful. Even when he died in beauty.
Me having not watched the movie or read the book, I watched like the entire trailer, so that got to count for something. And I've heard of the book like 3 times, so yeah.
So I'm going to flip the script right now. This is Jason Bowl back again, and I talk too much. And I just want to ask you guys some questions.
Yeah,
cool? All right. Great. I don't know if you guys know, but teenagers sometimes get a bad rap. Like, you know, you guys are just not thankful. And I just came out of this tent upstairs that was called the Gratitude Experiment. And so I'm going to hype that a little bit. And this is what I do with students sometimes. I just say, tell me something good. Sharina, tell me something good.
My mom, and anime, and food, video games, my dog.
Perfect. So that was 5 things. All right. Robert, tell me something good. Go.
The Great Gatsby.
Kara, tell me something good.
Yuri on Ice's life.
I don't know these folks' names. Daquan Archie Ferris. Tell me something good.
Okay.
Tell me something good.
My parents.
Oh, you guys are so nice. See, kids are thankful. I'm not kidding. I have the best job in the world, but I'm also ruining this podcast. I should go.
And here we have some students that I go to school with dancing in front of a green screen. Hello, sir. Could you tell us a bit about this station?
Yeah, so I'm with Steeltown Entertainment Project, and what we have is an application called VDMX, which allows us to green screen out. So we have a bunch of different green screens, backgrounds that the students can get in front of and kind of see the technology we use here at Perry with our program.
Robbie was just upstairs, as he told me. So, Robbie, why don't you tell us what you saw upstairs?
We had a bunch of bubble machines, music, a little bit of laser light show.
That's wonderful, Robbie. I wish I could have gone upstairs with you. So now I'm off to here to see a teacher. Hello, what's your name?
Bryce Hostetler.
Hello, Mr. Hostetler. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So what are you doing here?
We are part of the Remake Learning Days, and we have a space upstairs in the auditorium where we recreated the stage to make a different world so kids can go in and write and meditate and be still and slow down and be quiet.
That seems like the total opposite of what I normally have. I wish I could just be still, but I can't. I have to be moving. Otherwise, I'll go crazy and I have to be loud.
Well, it's great to have some time to be still, especially in a school when all you do is go, go, go. So you'll have to come up and check it out.
Maybe one day if Shireen or Robbie will just let me go upstairs, maybe I will. But it's lovely to see you again.
You as well.
Kara, I'm going to be nice today, and I'm going to say this. Go upstairs and relax.
Okay, Robbie. But just remember, I'll always love and miss you.
We'll see each other tomorrow in school.
Or in 5 minutes.
That as well.
With us we have...
Kevin Clancy.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm an artist at the Mattress Factory. I was invited to do a teaching artist residency here at Perry. So I've been working with Bryce's class, Bryce Hostetler. We've taken over the whole auditorium for like the last month, and I taught the kids inflatable architecture and video and light art. So it's kind of the culmination of all those things up there. It's this big village in the auditorium.
It's very magnificent.
Yeah, so there's a giant inflatable tetrahedron with video projections on it. There's a blanket fort where a woman named Masha is doing this gratitude project where she's asking people what they're grateful for. So she's interviewing people in there, and it's a space of dialogue and sharing. And we've got Myron, the button maker, so you should add some buttons to your hat. And we've got a photo booth studio where we're doing some different, like, crystals and rainbow diffraction grading film on the lenses to make augmented photographs.
Very neat. On my hat, I have nine. I have nine buttons on here, two of which are enamel pins, and four of which I made myself. Yeah, pretty neat hat. Very proud of it.
Yeah. We were working on these phrases and mantras throughout the class, too. We had me, we had it is what it is, we had we gonna be all right, we had other worlds are possible. So getting these kind of phrases that the kids could get in their heads that would inspire them and get them to think about that over and over and over. So that's kind of the pins we have going. Yeah, you should come up and make another one. I have one on me right now. It's the other worlds are possible one.
Very neat.
And then we put this dichroic film on it, this like film changes colors at different angles. So you should come make one of those.
Hello, miss. Could you tell us a bit about this?
Yes. We are the Leaders Project, and these are our baby's bushels.
I myself really love plants. Like, I want to start a garden here, but I just moved here, so I'm kind of displaced.
So this is probably perfect for you, because this is a garden that you can actually start in your windowsill with very little outside or indoor space. So these actually fit perfectly in your windowsill.
I have a lot of roof space. Like, right outside of my bedroom window is, like, the entire roof, and I can just step out there. It's, like, about 20 by 17 feet, I can definitely put a whole garden out there, and it gets a lot of direct sunlight. Like, how would I be able to start a garden? I'd like to grow some radish, squash, cucumbers. I'd like to grow some edible things to, like, sustain myself.
So let's show you how to do it, and it's very simple. So today here we have some of our smaller cups. These are for transplanting. So if you're going to transplant, the size of the cup is not as much of a concern, but a smaller cup is more healthy for the seed when it's germinating because it keeps it kind of more compact, a little warmer than a big pot with a lot of dirt. So
what you're saying is if you want to, like, just start with some seeds, a smaller is better.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Can you explain why you have rocks on the bottom instead of dirt? What does that do for you?
So actually, I'm going to have one of my kids kind of explain it to you. Is that okay?
We at Youth Express, we love having children take over. Kids, we can do anything. Awesome.
So I'm going to introduce you. This is Jada, Ashlyn, and Anaya, and they're going to take over. Can you guys... So tell her why and how and what
start,
are we doing
start,
with the empty
start.
Cup.
Okay. So you put the rocks on the bottom because the roots of the plants like to have something to curve themselves around. So, like, if you just have dirt, the roots aren't going to have space to spread out. So she put the rocks to, like, go around them. And then after the rocks, you put in some dirt.
I'm seeing a lot of twigs and sticks in the dirt. What does that do for it?
It breaks down and fertilizes it and helps it break down and helps the plant actually grow better.
So I get to keep this if I put the seeds in it? I would like to start with some morning glories.
Okay. And after it starts growing, you can actually transfer this into your like garden or like some grass or something if you have around your neighborhood. These ones are larger, so you just want to give them a little more space.
When you put them, you just put the dirt over.
That's all.
So as they're building, I'll explain what they're doing. So now that they're putting the seeds in, they're covering it over. They take the other empty cup, and you actually have to cut slits in the top of it in order for the air to circulate. The air actually circulates in through it, and that's how it waters itself. So you don't have to water it over and over again because it acts like a greenhouse. Exactly.
Oh, hey, Robert. Making plants over here.
Hi, Robert.
So after you do that, you want to put the other cup on top with the cuts? Yes. Would you like to put some water in?
The actual top cup acts like a humidor, and it actually makes the entire cup heat because the sun traps inside. Once it's trapped inside, the sun light makes the water heat. The water heats, it evaporates, condensates on the top cup, and it rains back down on your little cup on the bottom.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Youth Express Live at Perry High School with Sharena Jones. And here with us, we have Dr. Cooper, who is the principal of Perry Traditional Academy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Really enjoying Remake Learning today.
So, can you tell us what all you've been seeing and experiencing here?
So far, I've been experiencing some of our makey-makey spaces that the students have been doing, the projects that they've worked on throughout the year, watched a few of their videos that they had created throughout the year. I actually went up and participated with the film session, so they filmed me like as if I was in a tunnel, like there were ghosts surrounding me and so forth that they had created themselves, as well as sitting in some of the bubbles that they had created where they had done their fraction projects and stuff like that around.
Could you go into a little bit more detail with the Makey Makey project? Yeah. Many might not know what that is.
So the Makey Makey projects are about the students learning how to program and code a little bit and create games. Here what we've been doing it with is really with our foreign language department quite a bit, where they're learning to create board games and stuff like that, where they're actually learning foreign language as well as coding at the same time.
And just now joining us is our other host, Robert.
Well, Dr. Cooper, I have to say, Ms. Spire's class did do the Makey Makey project with Mr. Riddles.
That's correct. So with Mr. Riddle, our STEAM coordinator, he's absolutely amazing. I mean, this show that he's put on for us today is going to be absolutely phenomenal. I can't wait to get in front of the green screen as well and see what's going on. Thank you guys for coming out and being able to do this live broadcast for us today for our students also.
So how do you think you could make more progress for our arts here?
Well, one of the things is getting the voice out, right? So one of the first things that we have to do is really start to do really well within the school. And as we continue to do better at the school, the word will get out and transpire. I believe word of mouth is a very big component. All the people here that we've talked to are going to be tweeting and sharing things out that we've been doing via social media. So when their friends hear about it and see it as well, they're going to want to start to become part of it. So
yes, I think that's true. Like, this is my first time podcasting. Like, I've never held a microphone up until today. And I think it's great. I'd like to continue doing this. So do you think that having even more opportunities for students to try brand new things would be a very progressive move towards the future of our students and students everywhere else?
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why we're trying to bring all these things to the school. So we're trying to expose you all to the things that are going to help you become successful in the future. So, i.e., one of the things that we're going to be doing next year is also bringing in a computer science class as well, so that we can enhance some of the coding that you guys are going to be doing. We've been thinking about those things, planning those things, and trying to make those things happen for you all.
This is Robert. I'm 17 years old. I'm live at Perry High School with my other hosts.
I'm Sharina. I'm 15 years old. I also attend Perry High School as a sophomore. You're listening to Youth Express Live at Perry High School.
We're here at Perry Community Day as part of Remake Learning Day. We had some interesting guests.
I had a real fun night interviewing people. I got to interview some people while they were being recorded with another group that was here. And some of my teachers were very reluctant to get interviewed, but I finally told them, hey, it's just me. I'm not Joan Rivers. I won't criticize you. Everything's okay. Everything's perfect. Just talk to me. So, Robbie, what did you do tonight?
Well, besides from being interviewed, I asked a few questions with them. Sharina, you got anything?
I made some terrariums today. I put some zinnia seeds into a paper cup with rocks and dirt into it. And I cut some slits into the cup that I put on top. And the purpose of this is so that it can be self-watering. But the purpose of this is so that when you put the cup into sunlight, the water that's already in there turns into steam, and the air circulates through the slits that you put in the top of the cup, and the vapor condenses, and then it rewaters the plant. And this is just the beginning stages. After the seeds sprout, you put it into a real pot so that it can grow.
That's some new stuff I learned about today. Although I did get to talk to my teacher, Ms. Ram, and she was telling me about some of the projects that other students were doing in her entrepreneur class, and how she was telling them how she was showing people their pitches for their new product or a company they want to start, or even a club that they want to start here at school. Lots of them were really good, like a gardening club, and actually the lady you talked to with these plants, she's supposed to be coming into one of our classes soon. Thank you for supporting our broadcast live from the Community Day at Perry High School. Stay tuned for more on Youth Express Catch the Future.